Hello once again, everybody. This is the Common Sense American. And I think like most of you, I'm getting ready to come out of the lockdown. At least my state has reopening plans that begin today. As far as I'm concerned, it's overly cautious and a lot of it is unnecessary, but I've spoken about this in past podcasts. If you'd like to listen to my viewpoint on that, including what I would do if I were governor, by all means, take a listen. They're all just on the main site there. Like I said, you know, always free and never any ads. I try and reinforce that. I know a lot of podcasts have ads now and things like that, and I just don't do that. But anyway, speaking about health, I've often said I want to get away from the pandemic topic, but maybe we could stick with the health theme. As we're coming out of lockdown, where there's a lot of things we need to look at. There's a lot of problems we need to assess. I have said several times that the state of our physical and mental health in this country has never been worse. And that is one of the biggest reasons, if not the biggest reason, why this actually became an epidemic, whereas if it had come to us 60, 70, 100 years ago, I'm willing to bet it wouldn't have been even a blip on the radar. We are so poorly set, poorly prepared for this sort of thing. Our bodies, our immune systems are just trashed. And yes, we've done it to ourselves. And I think what's most important about this is to just take a look at ourselves and to try and take responsibility for our own health and not constantly run to doctors and, you know, for a common cold and sprained ankle. They're not going to do anything. The bottom line is we've become so hugely dependent on everything, including the deification of doctors and the medical establishment, which has proven to be a cataclysmic mistake. I don't have a doctor. I don't go to doctors. I'm a very healthy individual, and I don't see the need to. I don't want to be one of those people who say, you know, avoid doctors at all costs. But based on the past several decades of information that we have, I have extreme difficulty in assuming that they have any knowledge about general health, wellness, and nutrition. If they're going to set a bone or deal with something especially, you know, very problematic, something like leukemia or something that you can't control, then yeah, I guess. But for your own health, you can read. You do have resources, especially with the internet now, to go and learn things about how your body works, about how certain drugs would interact with your body. Guaranteed, the doctors are not telling you all the side effects of everything they give you. They could. They'd be there all afternoon. And this is all getting to be a big problem. So what I would like to do is, just for my part, everything that I have learned in the past 20 years, and also bearing in mind that my family has been in the natural food and supplement and homeopathic industry for 36 years, and we wonder why people jump on board the Western medicine bandwagon when it has done nothing but provide a lot of misery. The most unhealthy individuals we ever see are always those on the most amount of medication who spend their lives at doctor's offices. If they're helping, why are they continually miserable? Why is nothing being fixed? Why is nothing working? And it's interesting to me that people are perfectly willing to do this when they know that everything that they're taking is, none of it fixes anything. It's all just to deal with symptoms. It's all deal with managing whatever disease you have. And when most of those diseases are self-inflicted, you really need to take a step back and realize that the only thing that can heal you is you. And the only way that you can really become happy and independent again, which is well within your control, is to focus on your own life and your own health and do the research and do the work. Doctors and all that should be a last resort as far as I'm concerned. If you can't fix it yourself, if it is a major emergency, then yes, by all means. I understand. You know, go seek professional help. However, if it's something small, go try and fix it yourself. Stop draining money out of the already bankrupt medical establishment that, well, the medical establishment is rich. What I mean is the insurance and everything surrounding it, which we cannot survive this way because insurance premiums are sky high because we're in such terrible health. And so I want to run down a quick list of five very simple tips, facts that I think everybody should know, everybody should take to heart. And if everybody simply understood them, I think that they would be better off. And it's always surprising that people don't know these things. I don't know why they don't know these things. They don't want to do, I guess they're too lazy. They don't want to do the research and they believe everything a doctor tells them. Absolutely everything without doing an ounce of research on their own. This is your body and your life and you're willing to do that? Why? Because they spent a long time in school, I guess. I understand. They're supposed to be trained professionals. You're supposed to be able to listen to them. But if you're still feeling miserable and you still don't feel right, then try and fix it yourself first, okay? So let me just start with one. This is a big one because I see this and hear this all the time. People complaining about being tired. I mean, this started, you know, probably 10, 15 years ago, and things like, you know, Red Bull started showing up, and things like all these energy drinks started hitting the market, these boosts of energy for people supposedly hitting the wall in the afternoon and not having any energy. The one thing I think that you can take from this, and remember this, the people who will say that they're feeling tired at about, you know, two in the afternoon, three, you know, they're feeling fatigued and you know, they're just kind of sluggish. None of those people are doing any job that requires any movement. Energy begets energy. It's Newtonian in that way. The more you do, the more you function, the more you act, the more energy you will have. Lying on the couch depletes your energy. Your energy will sink. Your energy levels will absolutely tank. You're telling your body to rest when it doesn't need to rest. And as such, your energy levels will just drop to nothing. There's a popular phrase. It says, if you want something done, ask a busy person. That's because those people are, it's like the law of inertia. They're always moving. They, even if they're busy, even if they don't have a lot of time, they will get it done. Whereas the people who have nothing to do won't get anything done. Don't ask them because they'll do nothing. The reason that you're complaining about not feeling energetic in the afternoon is because you haven't moved all day. That's the answer. Okay, that really is it. And likely because your diet sucks as well, but I'll get to that in a bit. If you're not moving around enough, you know, you're not going to feel right. And people will say, well, no, I'm tired and I don't understand why I can't sleep at night. You can't sleep at night because you're not actually fatigued. Your body didn't go through anything. There's no reason for it to sleep. It's not actually tired. You fooled your body all day into thinking it's tired. It giving you all the signals that you are fatigued when you actually did nothing and you did it to yourself by not moving. Without expending energy, you cannot have energy. I know that sounds odd to some people, but you have to believe me, it's the truth. And again, for all of these things, if you question anything that I say or you know, you want to learn more about it, by all means, look it up. I could be wrong or at least slightly wrong. You never know. All these, this should be a learning process. I want to encourage you to go out and find these things on your own and tell me about it. If you, whatever you find contradicts something that I say, you probably won't. I have done quite a bit of research on this. And like I said, my whole family's been involved in this for decades and I know it works and I know it works for me and for other people, but everything changes. We may find things that come up that say, you know, this isn't quite right. By all means, do that. But in this case, this is absolutely true. Energy begets energy. The less you do, the less energy you will have. You want to feel more energetic? Get up and move around. I'm sorry, but it's really that simple. The second one, this is interesting for people who want to lose weight. The workout, diet and workout thing, diet and exercise will always work. It never will not work. That's just, I got to throw this out there. That's never not going to work. People who complain, I can't lose weight, I've tried the diet. No, you haven't tried diet and exercise. I'll tell you what, I'll drop you on a desert island for a month, okay? And then I'll come back. If you haven't lost weight, I'll give you $1 million. Look, you're not doing it. Here's the thing, you're just not doing it. However, there was an interesting study, and this came up, I think, a couple of years ago, I read it, and it was very interesting. When I was trying to lose weight, I lost 55 pounds about 5 years ago, and I was in the process of doing that, and I wanted to figure out the best ways of approaching it. And obviously, diet and exercise what you do. But what was interesting was that they had two groups, and one group obviously both groups moderated their diet to the same extent. One group exercised, one group really did not. One group just sort of went about their daily lives. The interesting part was that both groups lost weight. And in fact, the group that exercised only lost a little bit more weight than the group that didn't. They did lose more, but not a lot more. And what this tells you, A, it's very, very difficult to burn calories. Those people who are not in great condition, in great shape, it's difficult. It's very hard. Okay, go get on any machine that counts calories and you will see what it takes to burn, you know, say 200 calories. I will burn through 915 an hour. But as an athlete, essentially, and as someone who's done this for a long time, almost nobody's going to do that. And I understand that. So don't use that as a basis. And even then, that's not a ton of calories. To burn 200, 250, 300 calories, it takes a lot of effort. And that's a very small amount of calories. And the bottom line is what you ingest, what you eat, is really the point. And that is what kickstarts everything in terms of weight loss. You have to restrict your calorie intake to a certain point. You don't go too crazy because then you'll sort of pack it back on. Fasting for like a week and then just eating whatever you want, that's not going to do it. But what this does, this leads me to the third point. And it's just three little words. Diet is everything. It just is. Now, I know I have a lot of Republican and conservative listeners, and, you know, unfortunately, a lot of them still believe that this is, 1950 and that they didn't even eat all this badly then. The portion sizes were not what we have now, which is why we're in the condition we're in. But beer and steak is not an acceptable diet. And to believe that it doesn't really matter what you eat or that you will be magically fixed by pills or procedures has always been wrong. Take a look around. It's obviously wrong. And you feel bad and you look bad because you eat this way. That's really the long and short of it. Yeah, you probably don't move much either, but it's the diet. It begins and ends with the diet. It is absolutely critical. I'm not saying that you can't eat red meat or that you can't have fried stuff or that you can't have desserts. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that all has to be scaled back a lot. And if you're trying to lose weight or a significant amount of weight, it's got to go away entirely. At least in some cases. You could probably eat a little bit of red meat here and there, but things like pastries, those just have to go. You have to cut them out entirely if you're looking to lose a significant amount of weight. If you're looking to maintain weight, then you sort of alter things. You alter your approach and you alter what you do on a daily basis, what you eat. And it always, when I say things like, you know, if you walk into any Stop and Shop, 80% of what's in there is absolute garbage. People raise their eyebrows or they laugh or they think it's funny. This is the absolute fact of the matter. Our mainstream foods are awful. They're a disgrace. If you go to most any other country in the world, you will find much better food, both pre-prepared, pre-packaged, and obviously and made in restaurants. Our chain restaurants are a joke. They're poor ingredients, poorly prepared, over-flavored, over-seasoned, and loaded with fat and calories and salt. And what you get out of Stop and Shop, what you get out of any of these main grocery stores is not much better. It's just not. I hate to tell you, you have to start reading labels. You have to start doing the research on what is put, the ingredients that are put in these things. And here, this leads me to a fourth point. And I know this is probably also kind of unpopular among certain people that don't want to believe that, certain foods are better just because they're natural. There is a significant difference between organic foods and non-organic. Now, organic and natural, those are two different things. They can put all natural in just about anything these days. I forget what the requirement is. It's something very minor. It really doesn't mean anything. Organic, real organic, yes, it does mean something. Yes, it matters. Yes, it means it's generally a higher quality food. And I've recently heard people say, oh, but they spray the hell out of their stuff. They spray them more than other farmers who don't, you know, use organic, don't farm organic. And this is the level of ignorance. Yes, they spray them a lot because you have to, because they're not using poisonous sprays. They're not using a spray that will resist, you know, the meteor that's coming, that will resist a nuclear holocaust, which is what mainstream farmers have been using and poisoning us with for decades. Yeah, that stuff will stop everything, but they only have to do it once. It's poison, but you only have to do it once. Yes, organic grows. Anybody who's grown vegetables in a garden knows just how quickly any spray that keeps off bugs or mold, that goes off in the rain. It only lasts, you know, a few days. Yeah, you have to keep reapplying, but it's not going to do anything to you. Neem spray, oils, things like that, doesn't do anything. It can't hurt you. It just has to be reapplied over and over to keep that plant, you know, producing and healthy. It's tough. The environment, nature is tough. It's difficult. At the same time, we can't go totally insane. Like, for example, the whole, is it local thing? Is it local? All right. I get it. I understand what you want. But people, again, on this side, liberals are so stupid on this, where they'll say, I've heard people ask for, well, is it local? And they're asking about a pineapple in Connecticut in January. No, you can't get a local pineapple in Connecticut in January. That doesn't really work, see? The environment, I got a mango either. I don't think you people are understanding how this works. You know, so don't fall for that as much. The local part doesn't matter as much. What matters, yeah, it does matter where it came from a little, but it matters how far it came, how it traveled, how it was made, how it was grown, how it was produced, that kind of thing, how it's packaged. And all these things really do matter. I'm sorry, but they do. They just do. And the last point, this is building on the diet thing. Even with a solid diet, most people, including myself, really don't get the necessary nutrition and supplements and vitamins that they need on a daily basis. I urge everybody to take a very good, solid multivitamin every day and not the mainstream garbage you find in GNC, which sucks. I'm talking about finding real stores who handle organic produce and natural food stores that handle real supplements that give you actual nutrition. Centrum is junk. I'm talking about things that actually give you something. Take a look around, do some research, find the product lines that are very well regarded among naturopaths and things like that, and start taking a good multi every day. And also look around for other supplements you can take based on your needs. Maybe you're allergic to a certain food and that's depriving you of something, or you just can't stand a certain food. A lot of people are depleted in things like B because they don't eat fish. They don't eat other things that have a lot of B, and you need that for energy. I don't eat enough B in my diet, so I take a sublingual B. Sublingual, it goes under your tongue and just dissolves. It's a big shot of B, and it's a great asset for people like me. D is another big one. People don't get outside enough. You got to get out in the sunlight. Yes, you can take a supplement for vitamin D, but even the heftiest ones really are not a good enough replacement for the sun. It's just not. You got to get out, got to get that on your skin. There's actually D you can rub on your skin as well. But these are the things that, you know, you do some research, you find people who know about this, and I'm not talking about MDs, I'm sorry I'm not. I'm talking about homeopathic experts and NDs, which are natural doctors. People can laugh at them all they want. They can turn their nose up at them. I'm sure most doctors do, even though they are doctors themselves, these people who they're deriding. But we know what works. My family has had people come into their store for 35 years complaining of endless problems that they can't fix and the doctor can't fix. And yep, we've fixed them. And I'm not talking about little things like allergies. There have been people come in with, we're talking stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and they're still alive. And it's mostly, and you can ask them, it's mostly due to the regimen that we have put them on. Yeah, you take a lot of stuff. You don't just take just one pill. You have to take a lot of things, but they don't have any side effects, and they might actually work. And you have to do them. You have to be diligent about it. It's amazing what you can fix. It's amazing if you look at yourself and say, what is wrong with me? And this is what I don't like. Why am I not sleeping? Why am I overweight? Why don't I have any energy? Why does this part of me hurt? These kinds of things, you would be surprised at how much of that can be attributed to your diet and lifestyle. In fact, most of your complaints, most of everybody's complaints, can be attributed to diet and lifestyle, which means you don't run to the doctor. You fix it yourself because you did it to yourself. So you alter your lifestyle, you alter, and the other thing I had to say is, age is an issue. I'm 41. I'll be 42 this year. A lot of my listeners are older. I'm sorry to say this is only going to get harder if you're older. it's harder to burn the calories. It's hard. Your metabolism, it just keeps getting lower and lower. It's harder to burn what you've got. So you have to be even more careful about your diet. And yeah, I know it's, you don't want to move around as much when you're older, but you're going to have to find a way, because these are the things that matter in your health. And you will end up on the medical merry-go-round of endless meds and you'll never feel any better. And everything will just get worse and you'll be in this haze until you're dead. The key to that is to remain really vigilant about your own health and take responsibility for it and try things for yourself. I'm not saying, I don't want to be the person who says, oh, if you're hurt or you're in pain or you don't know what's wrong and you're really worried. I'm not telling you not to go to the doctor. What I'm telling you is, for most things, if it's not life-threatening and it's just something that's bothering you, do the research yourself. Don't go sprinting off to the doctor. Chances are they won't have the answer and won't even think about it long enough because you're not really a serious case. And they might try and prescribe something which should not be given to you at all and will do nothing, only mitigate symptoms, but not deal with the problem. You have to deal with the problem. And good doctors will tell you that. They'll say, this is something you have to change. This is a lifestyle problem. This is, you know, you can't eat like this anymore. You can't act like this anymore. You can't live off alcohol and steak. You can't. You just can't do it. And so these are the things, these are just small points, little things that I think could be very effective. It's not about ignoring doctors. It's not about hating them. It's not about not trusting them. It's about putting yourself first and understanding that you can do so much for yourself, especially with all the information we have at our fingertips. You know, you can read plenty. You can read, yes. So get online and read about it and check up on the legitimacy of the sources. They can be just as crazy as any other source, but so, you know, talk about it. Find some forums where people talk about it. Try and determine the veracity of these things for yourself. You're not going to hurt yourself. A lot of these things that you may test really have no side effects whatsoever. And I'm not telling you to run out and try a bunch of things you've never heard of without doing the research. I'm not telling you that either. It's just about individual responsibility. Take responsibility for your own health. Take care of yourself. And if you do this and take and put enough effort into it, you will be surprised at what you can fix on your own. You really will. I promise. You type it in, say, this is what's wrong with me. What can I do to fix it? You will be shocked at what you will find. And why would you want to remain ignorant on that which affects your well-being? I don't even understand that at all. You shouldn't want to. You've got the time. We all have the time. Let's face it. We do. And it doesn't even take that long to type in, you know, why am I, you know, why does my left side hurt? Or why am I feeling tired at this time of day? Whatever. It doesn't take long. So just go and do it. And that's really my plea for today. Like I said, I'm not, when I did that post on Twitter about how there was a doctor who told me, oh, you have, if COVID vaccine is ever made, it should be mandatory and you need to take it. And I'm really one of the healthiest people alive, and it bugs me when I have doctors telling me how I should live when I'm doing quite well by myself. Thank you very much. I'm not bragging about a heart rate of 47 and, you know, 6% body fat. I'm 6'3", 175. And I'm not bragging about it. I'm just saying I like what I've done for myself, and there's no reason why other people can't do it. There really isn't. You don't have to be particularly young. You don't have to be particularly dedicated or anything. It doesn't take me more than 5 hours a week to do this. Yes, I hit it hard. And yes, I do it every week and I don't skip ever. And yes, I maintain my diet. But those are things you just have to do if you want to be in condition. You don't have to be like me. You don't have to go crazy about it. You know, just take some effort. Put some effort in. That's all I'm asking. So that's it for me today. I'm glad that some of you tuned in, and I will... maybe we'll come up with something else. I don't want to do the Obamagate thing. Everyone's been talking about that. But maybe I'll come up with something else that's not health-related, not pandemic-related next week. And by all means, feel free to subscribe, share, and I always appreciate your attention. And that's it for me. Thank you.